that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Attend a funeral. It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry. No more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased to have as my featured guest today Lori Price, who's the editor-in-chief of Citizens for Legitimate Government, a very well-edited newsletter that keeps on top of current events. Lori, it's just great to have you back on the show again.
Hi there, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, good, good. I want to begin by juxtaposing two developments, Lori, and get your thoughts. First, Trump. Romney, Senate gaffe show Biden's dementia is worsening. We know it's taking place. It's getting worse and worse. Where Joe said yesterday, running for U.S. Senate, forgot what he was running for and not president, was in the wrong state. Joe's never been a nice or a kind guy, so it's easier to find this obvious and rapidly getting worse dementia acceptable to the country. Biden was asked by a reporter whether it would be appropriate to question Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Catholic faith during the confirmation hearings, which, of course, are taking place now. Biden responded by saying he got in trouble for questioning a political figure's faith before, when we were running against that senator who was a Mormon, the governor, forgetting Mitt Romney's name. He also recently said he was running for the Senate at a rally in Ohio. You know, we have come together. That's why I'm running. to run as a proud Democrat for the Senate, when I ran as a proud Democrat for vice president, and I'm running as a proud Democrat for president. Trump responded to the latest of his gaffes, saying Biden had a bad day. But it's obvious, right? On the one hand, I don't think there's any reasonable person who's paying attention who doesn't understand that Biden is in bad shape, that he's cognitively compromised. Indeed, in this particular story, they had a link to a Rasmussen poll showing 20% of Democrats think Biden suffers from dementia. Meanwhile, and this is the juxtaposition, Biden gains 19 newspaper endorsements in just 1 week as election draws near, and the leader our nation needs now, the New York Times editorial board endorses Joe Biden for president. Lori, what's going on here?
I don't know, but my head is going to explode. You know, pretty soon, what's going on with Biden is going to eclipse any satires over the years. You know, when we've seen years ago before, the corporations really with this media and the bias really, I mean, it was always biased, but nothing like today. But years ago when satire was allowed to run freely, we're going to eclipse all of that pretty soon with Biden, with what he says. And what gets me more than anything is that first debate. It's incontrovertible that he definitely had help, okay? Now, the one part to focus on, I guess his eye color is different, and there are lenses where you can read, you know, something on there. I don't know what happened with that debate, but he had help. Because when the next day you're making 4 and 5 gaffes in a row, and you give, you know, the hour and a half coherency that he did, okay, in the debate, there's obviously something happened between his normal course of behavior in that debate and then his course of behavior after. Okay, so something, that's the oddity in that list of days and events is the debate. Okay, so he had help of some kind. And the scary part is that only viewers of Fox News at night, it's not even Fox News during the day. The only way to get any information at all now is with, say, Tucker Carlson, Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. And aside from those few hours, that's not being covered. Because I've noticed all along, if you watch Fox News during the day, and the reason I bring that network up is that would be the only one where you'd possibly find any critiques of any Democrats. But if you look during the day, when they would show a screenshot of something with Biden at a rally, they would not show that there was just one or two people there. They're covering for him even on Fox News during the day, as again, only Hannity, Tucker, Laura Ingraham are pointing to these truths. And those characters on those shows at night, because the ratings are sky high, Tucker has the highest rated show in cable history, not just news, but any history on cable. Aside from those shows, the media is not covering this. And if you put anything on Facebook or Twitter that slightly is contrary to the censors that are just running with such a tight grip on social media, that anything that runs contrary to the narrative, you become shadow banned or you become suspended. You can't say anything. Okay. And I hope we get into that, because I've drilled into Twitter and seen quite a bit of what's going on there, how deep these algorithms are running. But anyway, the narrative, the average person, so to say, doesn't know that no one is attending Biden-Harris rallies. Literally no one in Arizona went to a Biden-Harris rally the other day. Okay, literally nobody. And there's no enthusiasm, there's no interest, and these gaffes, they're way more than gaffes, okay? And it's not getting coverage except Fox News at night. So you have those millions of people watching those shows, which are highly rated, and then that's it. Because, you know, it's not getting out there. And the mainstream media and the Harper Current and the New York Times and all that, and all these Jeff Bezos' rag, okay, so that we can stay locked down and Amazon can sell more goods, okay, they're totally pushing for Biden so that they can gain more power. And this is the problem. So I don't know what's going to happen on Election Day. I guess I rambled there, but
no.
My head was going to explode.
No, Lori, I love it. I wanted to get you, have you say what you said is excellent. Now, it was actually more serious than that. Before the first debate, we knew that Biden, we had a report that Biden already had the questions. We also knew that Biden has had a skull implant. He's got a hearing aid inside his skull, so he doesn't need to be wired. And we also knew that the Biden campaign had asked for breaks after every 30 minutes. Now, you may or may not be aware, but a former staffer has revealed that Biden is on an anti-dementia medication that has the unfortunate side effect of incontinence, so that I think they needed they've even have staff meetings, Lori, to debate what type of adult diaper he should wear that will be least visible through his trousers and not crinkle when he urinates. So that I'm convinced when the Trump campaign declined the request for a break every 30 minutes, they set out a double. Lori, it wasn't just that he got help. It wasn't even Joe Biden. And let me tell you how we know. Joe Biden's ears, this is the most telling, Joe Biden's ears curl upward. In other words, he has earlobes. Most of us have earlobes. Some of us don't. The Joe Biden double does not have earlobes. They come down and they connect directly to the face with no upward turn. In addition, you mentioned the eye color. Yes, Joe Biden has blue eyes. The double has brown eyes. You may or may not notice, but in a lot of these photo ops, he's squinting a lot. I mean, it's very peculiar and noticeable, so that his eye color will be less discernible. In addition, he has kind of a longer, narrower face. Biden has a wider face than the double. The double has a dimpled chin, I mean, a very noticeably dimpled chin. Now, Biden, when he smiles, has a slight dimple, but this guy, the stand-in, is more pronounced. Biden ties his tie with a double Windsor, the double with a single Windsor, and the double was wearing a wire. So you're absolutely right about him getting help, but Lori, it was on this monstrous order. I may have been more aware of this prospect than others because I've done so much work on Hillary's use of body doubles, where she's actually used 6 or 8 different body doubles, beginning after she collapsed at that 9/11 memorial and was taken to Chelsea's home, where the staff was so worried that the public would become concerned about her health that they sent out a body double who was younger, thinner, far more healthy and pleasant. I mean, right there, you can tell it wasn't Hillary Clinton because this was a person who was pleasant, whom I refer to as the Meg Ryan double because she reminds me of one of my favorite actresses. And 2 days later, or three, on a flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, Lori, they had another body double who was shorter, heavier, would have a very sloped forehead, much smaller mouth than Hillary, to whom I refer as the Meryl Streep double because she looks a whole lot like Meryl Streep. But even during the debates with Bernie Sanders and with Donald Trump, it wasn't Hillary. It was another body double. Now, one of the reasons the public doesn't catch on is they've developed a voice box, a synthesizer that gives you a voice that is indistinguishable in the one case from that of Hillary Clinton and the other from that of Joe Biden. But I guarantee you 100%, Lori, that was a body double during the debate with Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know enough about that. You bring up interesting points. It could be so. You know, nothing would surprise me at this point. In terms of Hillary, right after she fell ill on 9/11, collapsing, It's probably true that somebody was put in there to wave and all that. I don't know about on the stage, but I do know that the shots from behind of Joe Biden, he looked heavier than he's very thin. He looked heavier than other shots of him behind. Now, again, my view, I don't know about the body double situation, but my assumption being that this was me, Biden getting help. He definitely, in order to disguise equipment or whatever, they would pack him up. I know George W. Bush incontrovertibly had help with an earpiece back, you know, and other sabotage went on with him because he was the deep state candidate in 2000 with Bush v. Gore. They really wanted Bush in there. Okay, that's why the Democrats caved so quickly. They're happy to have a deep state person in there. But anyway, I believe he had help, and of course we know Hillary Clinton or whoever was given the questions by Donna Brazile. Now, in this case, Chris Wallace is one of the biggest deep state dirtbags out there, and there was obviously, you know, his help was so obvious of Biden, or again, I'm calling it Biden, but whoever. I'm not going to discount any theories. It's not the path I went.
Yeah, go ahead.
You point out interesting points, and I know that the eye color was definitely different. I know from behind he was definitely heavier. So whether that was padding to hold, you know, whether he had a microphone and that's padding to transmit, I don't know. But it was heavier from the back than normal on Joe Biden, and the eye color was different. And as you say about the earlobe, so I don't know what's going on there. But regardless, there was total help from Chris Wallace. All that putting into account, it's too bad that Trump, what he should have done was just disregard anything Wallace said and went on his own, getting it out to the American public that he's dropped the prices of prescription drugs affecting January 1st, which is going to appear to be something Biden did to the average person if he, quote, wins or whatever. This whole thing is so stolen. But anyway, you know, I wish he still took better advantage of the time, Trump, okay? That's just my opinion, no matter who he was debating. I think it could have been better. It wasn't the disaster. It was, you know, painted out to be by the media. Of course, he must have been so frustrated with the situation being so rigged as it was. But that's my opinion. Well, I just wish he took better advantage of the time.
Oh, I don't know if we differ in our assessment. I thought Trump was very much in control of the whole bloody thing. Now, he was seeking to provoke Biden in the beginning with those numbers, a number of interruptions and so forth, because had it actually been Joe, he would have been thrown off his game. And that was what Trump was seeking to do. Lori, listen, the point I'm making to you is that I am a student of this. I am telling you, you know, I know. You can, of course, reserve your own judgment. That's your opportunity. But what I'm telling you is, actually, it wasn't just a guy who got help. It was actually a different guy, a Biden body double. And I'll tell you, the ears are as distinctive as fingerprints. And here's something else. Those two stories I was giving you about the 19 newspapers endorsing Biden and the New York Times, they both have a photograph. And both of them have the photograph of the body double. Neither of them has a photograph of Joe Biden. And what I find so peculiar is that what is the role of Jill here? See, this is very damn peculiar. I don't think you're going to see Jill coming out with Joe because there's going to be a difference. I think this replacement Biden is actually shorter than Joe. And standing next to Jill, I think it would be apparent. This has happened with the Beatles because the new James Paul McCartney, the original Beatle, actually died in an automobile accident on 9/11/1966. I mean, it's odd that it was 9/11. He may have even been decapitated. And they had to figure out what to do about it, you know, and Ringel basically said, well, what about the band? So they decided they stopped performing live. And they decided to try out a session musician who was known as a man of 1,000 voices. His name was William Shepherd, and he turned out to be very, very good. They had him tweaked. He actually bore a fair general resemblance to Paul, except he was too tall. They sent him to Africa. They had some minor cosmetic surgery performed. And it would only be years and years later. This is when the Beatles started to wear mustaches and sideburns and long hair, Lori. That was to conceal the fact that Paul wasn't the original Paul. He's usually referred to now as Faul, F-A-U-L, for fake or false Paul. But it would turn out years and years later that two Italian forensic scientists set out to disprove the hypothesis that Paul had died and been replaced, and in fact wound up confirming it, because they discovered that Faul had good teeth and a normal palate, but Paul had bad teeth and a narrow palate, that Paul had a very roundish face, that Faul had an oblong face, and of course, as I already mentioned, that Faul was 4 inches taller. I mean, we have photographs of Paul with Jane Asher, to whom he was engaged, and subsequently photographs of Jane Asher with Faul, and he towers over her. Now, look, it's a matter of logic that one and the same person can't have these different properties and features when they're, you know, like an adult size. Obviously, as an individual grows from being an infant to an adolescent and so on and so forth, their size, their weight, and so forth all grow and mature. But once you're an adult, there are features that do not change, the shape of your cranium being among them, and ears, as I've already observed, are as distinctive as fingerprints. So, as fantastic as it may sound, it's astounding, but it's even worse than you surmise. Yes, 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 he was getting all kinds of help, but that wasn't even Joe Biden on the stage. And the point I'm making now is the New York Times has to know that this is not Joe Biden. And they also have to know, Lori, this guy is cognitively impaired because he's been making these gaffes for quite a while now. And it's serious. And when you even have a staff member coming out and saying the anti-dementia medication he's on, you know, has this unfortunate side effect of incontinence, the New York Times has to know. What the point I'm making is, these newspapers are all betraying the American people. They have sold their soul to the devil. They are feeding us nothing but propaganda. And this is an especially egregious example.
Well, here's the point. Two things we know. One, these people, and I'm using that term very loosely, would do anything, and I mean anything, to maintain control and to suppress order. I mean, just as an aside, they found cures in Australia that you drop COVID into the petri dish. I don't want to give the wrong name of the medicine, but it's something that they give to pets to get rid of fleas and so forth. Avectromycin. I'm not sure I'm saying it right. Okay, but anyway, there's 2 cent pills that can cure COVID. Okay, and they won't give them to us, and we know hydroxychloroquine works because there were only 19 deaths in the whole country of Uganda from COVID, because they're all on it for the malaria. So if these people would do something like let thousands and thousands of people die because they want to get more money in the hospitals if somebody goes on a ventilator and they want to make a vaccine and all this garbage, then these people would do anything. So in terms of replacing people with others, I'm sure it happens. The Bin Laden pictures changed over the years. It was incontrovertible. They had fake Bin Ladens. The guy that they allegedly slaughtered in 2011 was not Bin Laden, who died in 2001 of kidney disease. But anyway, the point is, yes, they do use body doubles. I'm just saying, I don't know about Biden. I'm just putting it out there. But nothing surprises me with these people. But I think going down that path, I mean, it's there's other issues that we can, where there's definitely the proof is out there that we can use. But nothing would surprise me with these people.
Yeah, no, I know, Lori. No, I know. I'm pointing out what to look for if you want to tell how we know.
The height.
Well, I've done a whole lot of work on this. We also had the case of Lee Harvey Oswald, who, based upon his height, his weight, his build, his shirt, and his T-shirt, was actually standing in the doorway of the book depository at the time the JFK motorcade passed by. Which meant, of course, he not only cannot have been the lone demented gunman, he cannot have been one of the shooters, of whom, surprisingly, there turned out to have been 8. And Larry Rivera did this wonderful work of superimposing on the facial features of the man in the doorway, whom we had otherwise discerned to be Lee Oswald, and was able to establish that indeed it was Lee. He created a GIF where you can see Lee's face fit the features of the man in the doorway exactly, and the Billy Love Lady, whom the government claims was the actual man in the doorway, do not. But when you mention Osama, this is very, very interesting because there's just been a major development where a CIA whistleblower has implicated Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama in taking out this SEAL Team 6 that was conducting the fake raid on the compound in Pakistan. As you observe, completely correctly, Osama died on or about 15 December 2001. He was buried in Afghanistan from his medical maladies. It's tough getting dialysis machines in and out of those caves. In an unmarked grave, in accordance with Muslim tradition, both CNN and Fox News on the 26th of December 2001 reported his death, Lori.
Right. So can I just add to that about bin Laden for one second?
Yeah.
On the CLG, I have the article and the screenshot of the funeral from 2001. It's an article that periodically resurrects the image and the screenshot, which it was retweeted again this week because of the, you know, the point that, yes, SEAL Team 6 was murdered. That was obvious at the time. But, yes, I just want to let you know that funeral announcement, there's a screenshot, and that's on the CLG site in an article, legitgov.org.
I hope you'll send that to me, because this coming Sunday on the Conspiracy Guy, I'm going into all of this with a guy
Definitely.
Who's got great background in law enforcement. So if you've got, you may or may not, but if you do, you may have something I don't have. I'd really love it if you were to send it to me. We're almost to the break, Lori. I'm just delighted to have you here. I'm so glad you're still editing CLG. I think you're doing a terrific job with it, and it's so important people get the word, which, as you observed, they're not getting from the mainstream. I mean, this is just outrageous. I don't think any prominent politician in U.S. history would have imagined we'd be in this plight. We'll be right back with Lori Price.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The perfect triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the perfect triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori Mitchell has just given me an article here, fascinating, about from DJHJ Media, and it appears that Tucker actually had the story last night. It said October 12th, join me tonight as I talk about a hired murderer in Facebook deleting my... Oh, that's... I think he's going to get a lot of play, Lori. This is a very big deal. Go ahead.
That Facebook deleted which post?
Oh, an account. It's John. I'm not clear now whether it was indeed Tucker who is blowing the whistle about this story, but it's embedded in the article from DJHJ Media. Mitchell, am I right or wrong? Did Tucker have this yesterday?
Which story? Because I did
about,
see Tucker
about,
yesterday.
About the killing of the, you know, about the SEAL Team 6. If he hasn't had it yet, he'll have it soon. I have no doubt, Lori. This is very big. But how can they insult us by running a candidate who's essentially brain dead like Biden? I mean, isn't this just about as god-awful as it gets?
Right. That's the point I'm making, is it's going to eclipse satire, because over the years, you know, through history, we've seen so many jokes about leaders. You know, you have them presented as a Wizard of Oz. You have them as totally incompetent, not knowing their name. Remember the video where they had Ronald Reagan not knowing his name? This is where we are. This is reality. But I just want to correct a name I gave of that drug because
sure.
I have it. And I don't know how to pronounce it, but ivermectin, which is like a, you know, it's used on pets and stuff. And of course it works. So now, of course, immediately comes out the articles on the dangers, doctors warning of the dangers of using it. Because anything that works, and let's say it is for pets, but it cures COVID. So I don't know, I'm not a medical expert, but reformulate it so it's for the people rather than the pets. If it doesn't kill the pets, make it so it doesn't hurt the people and use those properties. Obviously, but they don't want to because it's a penny a pill or something. So whatever it is, a few cents
right,
a pill.
Right,
and they
right.
want the vaccine. Right, and the tests and the contact tracing. Well, this nightmare, this Orwellian nightmare that's going to come about when they stuff Biden in there. I mean, am I going to be leaving the U.S.? I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be subject to routine mandatory vaccines or tracing of this garbage on this phony scamdemic, which is, I'm not saying the disease is fake. Obviously, it can kill people with certain conditions. Obviously, it's worse than the flu in some ways. Obviously, those people should be protected. But as we saw, the Democratic petty tyrants, of which I'm subject to one, Ned Lamont, he's not as bad as Cuomo, but they murdered the elderly. They stuffed all the COVID positive patients in with the elderly to kill them to save money on the state budgets. I know just what they were doing, because by March 25th, we knew that it was harmful to the elderly, okay? And they did that on purpose. So if they don't care about the health. If they did, people would be up in arms about what Cuomo and other governors did with those nursing homes, okay, and even in Connecticut, which we never hear about, all right? So this COVID, it's being treated just so certain corporations can make money. They don't really want a cure. That's just my opinion. And this Biden is a puppet.
Oh, you're 100% correct. In fact, John Rappaport has been doing a brilliant job on all of this, has pointed out that they've actually admitted they haven't been able to isolate the virus. They don't. Right. They can't actually prove that right. There is a SARS-CoV-2 virus. So the whole thing looks like smoke and mirrors. And as you observe, I mean, it has political and economic ramifications. And of course, they had to trash hydroxychloroquine because right. It was cheap, readily available, and 100% effective, not only right. as a cure, but as a preventative, Lori. So if you take HCQ, you don't have to worry about getting the COVID.
Right. And that study that was really bad, I know one of them was fake. The Lancet, of course, had to withdraw. But the other one, they gave massive doses of hydroxychloroquine to people in a later stage. Like, it's as if you say, take an aspirin for your headache, but you say, Lori, take 100 aspirins. Well, I'm going to die or something, possibly. So
right.
They gave super high doses that were way above the recommended dose so that then they could say it doesn't work on latter stage patients, which obviously anything in massive doses, no matter what it is not helpful, okay? So, and they mocked the real cures. And, you know, I know China lies, but I actually believe their numbers were lower of the deaths because they did intravenous vitamin C, which when that came out, of course, everybody was mocked for saying that. Obviously, vitamin C is a great cure-all. Anything that works, they mocked people totally. They mocked everybody. They mocked Trump for saying the ultraviolet light, whatever, and then they found out the airports are being cleaned with the light. I mean, I don't know how it works, but I'm just saying anything that works, this was discounted. And Trump's mistake was putting Fauci. I know he was already there. Yes, Trump supporters say to me, well, he was already there. Yes, but they didn't have to give him that voice. All right, we know he's a criminal beyond epic proportions on the level of Bill Gates and George Soros. He's a killer. I mean, I got to retract that. I'm saying it, but I think he's responsible for people dying with AIDS by keeping the cheap cure suppressed, okay, which was what, Bactrim? He kept it suppressed. So, and people had to pay for their own studies in the 1980s. The guy is responsible, in my opinion, for people dying. And this is what Trump trotted out there every day. And now we're stuck with him.
Oh, Fauci.
Where we are.
Fauci is the most foul scant. She's the most evil
right.
person. He's responsible for more death and devastation to the
right.
United States than anyone in history, Lori.
That's right. And why did Trump elevate him? I mean, I got to ask. It's just upsetting. There were other doctors you could have used.
I don't quite follow what you mean by elevating him. I mean, he was in that position. Trump initially was being played by him and Deborah Birx and by the Neil
right.
Ferguson model that was predicting that 2.2 million Americans would die if they didn't lock down the country, on account of which he locked down the country. We know now it was a terrible mistake, but he was acting in the best interests of the American people as he understood it at the time.
Right. No, I'm not blaming for the initial lockdown. He was given the advice, but I'm just wondering why he didn't solicit other doctors besides Fauci and Birx and that group, because now he's stuck with Fauci. He can't do anything to get rid of Fauci, because then it would be he's getting rid of Fauci. We know in the WikiLeaks emails, Fauci said, and I got to retract the said killer. I'm just meaning that high.
We got it.
You know,
we got it. It was a figure of speech.
I mean.
A figure of
right.
speech.
Right. I just got frustrated with him, but in the WikiLeaks emails, he said,
just to confirm what you're saying, Fauci has known since 2005 that hydroxychloroquine is a wonder
right.
drug with regard to coronavirus. when they published an article about it in the journal Virology, which is published by the National Institutes of Health. So Fauci has known since 2005, at the very least, that it was a perfect solution to the problem. So nobody had to die. What you have said is literally correct.
Right. It's beyond aggravation because, and by the way, he claims he wants the clip of him saying Trump did well with something out of the Trump ads. He's furious. But the point is, he said, I'm not political. Anyone knows I'm not a political person for 30 years. Okay, except in the WikiLeaks emails when after Hillary Clinton testified for 12 hours about Benghazi or testified, whatever you want to say, that he wrote an email saying, we love you, and then somebody else mockingly, because these people have no class besides all their other problems, mocked him by saying, your doctor loves you or something, and forwarded the email to Hillary. We know that's in the WikiLeaks release. So he is political because he's saying, we love you, not about a medical situation that Hillary corrected, but about a Benghazi testimony for 12 hours. So the thing is, he is a political person because he loves Hillary for her testimony, and he face-palmed what everyone Trump said, as I call it, the deep state. So we know we don't like that. But, you know, he does not have a good reputation with his colleagues, some of them, Fauci, and he's a disaster. And I'm not blaming Trump on the initial lockdown. He did what any of us would have done if given that advice. But we see Laura Ingraham has had doctors on that are great on periodically. She calls it the medicine cabinet, that are brilliant people. I'm just saying they could have added those voices to after the initial lockdown, which, by the way, now who is suddenly coming around and saying, oh, the lockdowns are harmful and cause world poverty? And the New York Times had an article that's saying there's a bright spot. Notice how they're getting us ready to open everything up November 4th. You notice what they're doing. November 4th is just around the corner, and they're getting us all psychologically ready to open everything back up because we know this was dropped after the impeachment phony scam. It was dropped. We know this virus was dropped as sure as you're a foot high, okay, was dropped to destroy the economy and Trump. That's just my view, but I'm sticking.
No. You got it. You got it all 100% right, Lori. There is no doubt. So they're talking about why it's suddenly going to be relieved immediately after the election, having served its purpose.
Right. This election, which is going to make me, I don't know, lose my mind because it's Trump. You know, these rallies. I posted this on Twitter. These rallies that. I said, how is it Biden is up 16 points when there's not 16 people that attend his rallies?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
I'm wondering how this is. And then I got, this is what's very interesting. I replied to a Trump tweet, and for once, I don't know, I wasn't shadow banned. It got out. And I had like 50 likes on the tweet by people that said, you know, that liked it. But I noticed all the responses. This is fascinating. Like, say, 30 people that were Democrats, or I don't know what their party is, that pro-Biden, that responded. I noticed something fascinating. I clicked on all those profiles. They all had between 0 and, like, 60 followers, mostly 0 followers, 5 followers, 10 followers. No one's following them. They just totally trashed me. Basically, it's the same points that I'm stupid, constantly calling me stupid, you know, just the same in insult, using the F-bomb, all this stuff. And I'm thinking, it brings to mind a picture I saw, and I don't know if it's true, of thousands of phones on a wall in a Chinese bot farm that's getting involved. And they say Russia interfered with the election. And the point I'm making, which nobody's talked about, is that I'm wondering if all these people with 0 followers, 5 followers, 4 followers that are posting just garbage, nothing clever, that are just attacking like a swarm of bees, anybody who stands for, says anything positive about Trump, I'm wondering if this is a Chinese farm with this image I saw of all these phones, literally thousands of phones, people operating them on social media to hurt this election, for tip this election to Biden, their China's friend. I'm wondering if this is going on and it's not being exposed because, you know, Jack Dorsey would never say a word, you know. Anyway, I'm just wondering if this is going on because I notice when I put something up, the few people that liked that tweet, you know, I said like 50 people liked it. I noticed that they have thousands of followers, and they put up something very clever. There's no very few likes. It's not getting seen, okay? So I'm just wondering, these algorithms, what's going on with them? It's far deeper than a shadow banning and a censorship and a suspension. I think this half these people on Twitter that are responding with 0 to 4 followers, their accounts were made in October 2020, if they're bots. And I know they said, oh, Russia. But they themselves, I think, are the ones doing this.
China. Oh, that's very good. That's very good, Lori. Look, Facebook has just announced a ban on anti-vaccine ads. I mean, how disgusting is that?
Oh, my
Facebook
God.
Facebook is now our position. Facebook is now telling us what we're allowed to do in terms of our own health. I mean, this is just disgusting.
It started, you were one of the first victims, and I'm saying this true. When they started banning you questioning Sandy Hoax, which I can say on your show because obviously it was, I don't know if people died or not, but I know that people were eating pizza at the crime scene, which we don't even see in Law and Order, which is unheard of. But anyway, I'm calling it Sandy Hoax. People died. I'm sorry who they were and whatever. But the point is, you were the first one as a scholar, a professor, that got – this is unheard of. And people thought, oh, it's okay to censor Alex Jones. Now, whether Alex Jones is a CIA tool or not or whatever, I don't know. But the point is, censoring Alex Jones on these formats was the start with you and Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer, for making, quote, insulting remarks about Muslims, which was insane. People had art displays of the Virgin Mary, you know, like when you think about the disgusting artwork that all got said, oh, free speech, okay, but you can't say anything on certain religions. Anyway, Laura Loomer is a candidate for Congress, got banned. You got banned, not banned, but, you know, suppressed. Other people suppressed.
Well, my book,
you were the
my
one
book,
that was
yeah,
the first
my book
victim.
My book was banned by Amazon, yeah.
That's right. And that started this off of allowing bannings, and now we have doctors banned. And then when that doctor stood and said, hydroxy works, that the identity politics-laden jerks on the left all said, she went to medical school in Africa and does witchcraft. That's what they say about an African-American doctor. They go to the racist card right away. The left, okay, because they don't want that hydroxy out, okay? They want these vaccines. And ironically, they bit themselves in the butt because Kamala Harris said, I wouldn't take a vaccine that Trump recommends, okay? Now, obviously, that's stupid on one level because it wouldn't be Trump. It would be the scientists under Trump, whether you like Trump or not. It wouldn't be Trump in the manufacturer of the vaccines. It would be the companies, okay? So it has nothing to do, per se, with Trump. So she's an idiot on that level. However, I was smiling that she's saying I wouldn't trust the vaccine. That's great because that's actually I will not take their deadly Gates Fauci vaccine. You know, I'm not interested in changing my DNA for them. Okay, so but that's funny how she inadvertently played into a position that a lot of Trump supporters they don't want the vaccine.
Yeah, so, you're right. That's a nice point. Yes, I was struck by that when I first saw that tweet or assertion she made. I like all your stuff, Lori. Lay on more. What else do you see as important that everyone needs to understand?
Well, these ballots, this is like Trump has made the clear point. And, you know, people may not like, they seize on his language when they don't like, agree with something that Trump says, okay? It's ridiculous. But the point is, these ballots being mailed indiscriminately all over the place. So they can just be dumped in, you know, there's data that shows everything. When I notice when I discuss something on my cell phone, suddenly a search, this is scary, pops up of an obscure topic or whatever. Like I call a contractor or something and suddenly on a certain brand of windows, which I didn't even look on the web for. And then suddenly, or I guess I did one search and then suddenly I'm inundated with ads on my Facebook search of this brand of windows, okay? So this is crazy. They can go to the data and see where these heavy Trump supporters are. And all they have to do is dump these ballots. And if they're willing to do all the actions they did against Trump, they're willing to dump some ballots. And not only that, even innocently, they could send ballots to where people have died years ago.
Sure.
So even innocently, they mean well. They want to include everybody. Okay, even if you take an innocent position, all right, where there's no malfeasance. You're sending ballots all over the place. People have passed, people have moved, you know, especially in the COVID era. And then suddenly there's extra ballots. And if you have no conscience or whatever, you'll vote twice or three times or four times. So, you know, this is scary. And that's how I think, and they've lied with these polls so that when they steal this election, they can say, oh, well, the polls show Trump way behind. Are you kidding me? You know, that's what the, and social media is going to enforce all of this. These people are pure evil. Jack Dorsey and Zuckerberg, I mean, they're in with Gates. They're in with Soros. Do you know the Supreme Court of Facebook? You know how they put that panel in place to make a final determination? That's 80% funded with Soros foundations. Did you know that? That those people are sitting on the boards or academics or whatever to do with Soros, 80%, okay? There's only one that was on the Cato Institute, okay? But anyway, they're all biased. They're all rigged for the same deep state, as you say. Why are they getting involved with vaccine ads? Why are they doing that? They ban anything that's positive about hydroxychloroquine. This is crazy time. Why is Facebook getting involved with this? Why? This is insane. They're going to steal this election. All of those social media and the ballots, that's how they're going to do it. They're not going to allow you to say Trump won.
Well, all the evidence is so obvious, Lori. He can't even get a single person when he and Kamala are together in Arizona. He gets a handful of people at a Carpenters Union Hall in Duluth. He wherever he goes, he's not drawing anybody. When he went to Kenosha, Trump had been there before him, and there was a line of citizens to greet Trump 5 miles long. When Biden showed up, there was one school teacher out there to support him. What?
You know that tweet I brought up the other day where I said Biden can't get 16 people, but they say he's up by 16 points. You know, when I drilled into those responses by what I call bots, because, you know, when your account's founded October 2020 and you have four followers, you can't, if you're political, somebody would agree with you more than four people. Anyway, my point is this. What's interesting about that is people responded by the following. They say because they're not stupid and don't want to get COVID at rallies. Everybody seemed to say the same thing. And I said, well, I attended four Trump rallies in Connecticut in 2016. I waited 8 hours to get into these halls, you know, these facilities with the rallies. And I voted because they're saying that people attending rallies are not voting. And they also said they're stupid, that Biden is practicing safety. He doesn't want anybody sick. They're using this COVID as an excuse for everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then
what
they're doing is enabling allegedly the left, which I used to ascribe to these principles, whatever, about anti-corporate, you know, and all this. That's missing from all these phony Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests. They're not for wage equality, suppress, you know, the growth of Amazon. I mean, maybe AOC said one thing about not wanting to subsidize Amazon, and she got crushed by that on all sides, but she was right about that one thing. But corporate power is not anything that Antifa or Black Lives Matter protests. And what's happening is Amazon has grown by, you know, their stock. Everything has grown tremendously by these few corporate entities, and by enforcing these lockdowns and suppressing small businesses and all this, these Democrats that are out there protesting against Trump and Wall Street are totally backing the most elite of Wall Street. This is what the crazy thing is that nobody is saying.
Oh, you're 100% correct, They're supporting the super rich. There's nothing about social justice or racial justice or judicial reform involved in any of this. They are dupes and patsies and playing a role. It's outrageous, Laurie. You're spot on.
I mean, Charlottesville, when you drill into that, I know you've done more research than I have on this, but of course the person's clothes were different that were arrested. Also, Heather Heyer was denied medical aid for 45 minutes by an anarchist EMT. He posted that, remember that passionate blog saying, I was denied. I don't know if it's true, but it seemed pretty passionate. It may be false, maybe true. She was denied aid for so many minutes, which obviously there's police around for protests. They could have taken her by car, police car, to the hospital. They wanted a death. The same people in Ukraine that backed all that anti-Russia stuff were in the U.S. planning this Charlottesville thing to destroy Trump. Then they misquoted him. And then we have the George Floyd thing where he changed appearance too. And the guy, the autopsy showed he had tons of fentanyl and all that. And they offered to put the air conditioning on in the car. So I don't understand how that went from that to offering his comfort in the police car to putting the needle on his neck. I don't understand it. I don't know why we don't hear from witnesses around there saying, I saw this incredible, iconic moment in history. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. But to me, it sounds like false flags to me. Maybe those two knew each other, had a beef. I don't think it was racism about Floyd, and I don't think it was racism about Charlottesville. So, you know, right. But this is the incidences that are used even up to the last presidential debate with the Biden or the alleged Biden.
You're 100% correct on both counts. We're about to hit the break. Anyone who'd like to call in to speak to Lori and me today, the number 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call. 540-352-4452. You want to take advantage of this opportunity. Lori is right on top of all these things. Lori, I love it. Add a few more words, and then you'll hear the music as we head to the break.
Just, I'd like to hear people's opinions of the George Floyd incident. I mean, is one of the main topics of our time, just what other people think that they've seen, have more, you know, background on that than I do. Like to hear it.
Well, I've spoken about it on this show quite a few times, Lori, yep. Because when they manacled George Floyd behind his back and put him in the squad car, he had hair on his head.
Right.
We have video showing all that, putting him in the car. Normally, you'd take him to the precinct to be booked and fingerprinted and mugshot. Instead, they allegedly took him out the other side. And when he's lying on the ground, he no longer has hair on his head. His
That's
hands
right.
are in front of his torso, not handcuffed. They took out an African-American windpipe training torso from Sigma 7, Lori. It was all fake, all stage. We're going to have callers here, I have no doubt.
Yep.
Be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where my special guest today, Lori Price, is the editor-in-chief of Citizens for Legitimate Government, which is certainly something we would all like to see, but alas, appears to be most elusive, Lori, would we put it that way? We have a caller standing by. He's a regular. Everyone will recognize him. Paul, join the conversation.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be first today. I am full of hot air as usual, and I just recently ordered the cocktail of drugs that Joe Biden is taking. And I got to say, I am amped up, and so far, no incontinence. So
you're a lucky guy.
One of the first things I like to say is that was a great hour. Lori, you did a great job covering a lot of information. And we need more people like you. We need more women like you, unfortunately. This is actually a true story from last week. There's a local radio station that's got a mix of hosts, but it's mostly, shall we say, liberal. And there's one particular guy that I listen to on occasion, and he's got a big audience, and he is completely anti-Trump, pro-Biden, pro-Kamala Harris. And so just last week, I decided to call in, and I was probably the seventh or eighth caller taken, and there was probably another five or six callers after me in the hour. And what I thought was interesting to note, besides, you know, some of the things that were said, is that every single man that called in was a Trump supporter. And every single woman that called in was a Biden-Harris supporter. It just was, it was uncanny. It was something that I took note of. And that's one of the reasons why I said to you, it's refreshing to hear the sort of information and perspective that you bring as the kind of American woman that we need more of.
I'm curious. What was the attitude of the women? Why were they supporting Biden?
They were mostly just, you know, most of the rhetoric was, of course, anti-Trump, and that he's, you know, he's all these things, right? He's a pig. He's a misogynist. He's a, you know, he's a this, he's a that. You know, it's all the aggressive alpha male traits, which, you know, is the kind of thing you see when you get to people of high achievement. Say what you want about Trump and all his business practices. He's a man of high achievement. Plenty of people get millions upon millions of dollars for throwing a basketball around, and then they go broke in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years after they're out at pro sports. And here's a guy like Trump. He was gifted $1 million when he was younger, And okay, look what he's done. No matter what you have to say about it, he's a man of high achievement. So a lot of people are going to resent that. We've all seen it before.
Interesting. Yeah, Lori.
Yes, you know, just to let you know, and Paul, thank you for your kind words. Very much appreciated. At the beginning of the Trump campaign, I'm talking about 2016, so take the Wayback Machine in 2015, when I had never seen anything with Trump with this television show, You're Fired, you know, that whole thing.
I knew
he was a business. What was it? Oh, The Apprentice.
The Apprentice.
Split my mind, yes. But I knew he was a successful business person. But I was very, looked at him very, you know, with a critical eye when he first announced, okay? And my friend Michael Rechtenwald said, no, he's against the TPP, which I totally hated and was against. And I noticed that the Democrats and on MSNBC, which I watched a lot, never were critical except for Ed Schultz of the TPP, which was a very big issue to me, that I was very much against the TPP. And Michael said, you know, he's against the TPP. You should really look at his positions before. And again, I didn't have that vitriol towards Trump. I just had a critical eye, and I didn't think I liked him, okay? And then I read into his positions. I'm like, this is exactly where I stand, and he wants to get rid of these endless wars, which Obama was not winding down or anything like that. And I knew Hillary was going to amplify, all right? So I immediately, when I read into it, I'm like, I support this guy. And as to the one thing, back in 16, the Billy Bush tape, that didn't affect me at all, because in terms of the misogyny and all that garbage, first of all, I figured there'd be a lot more out there on Trump if he was as bad as like it was claimed. And also, I think he was saying things to make Billy Bush laugh. And I know people that when I start to laugh and they like my laugh, they start to say more crazy things, and I know they're kind of just doing it to make me laugh. And nobody ever pointed out the fact that maybe he just said that stuff to make his interviewer laugh more. So I totally dismissed the Billy Bush tape, and I became a very strong Trump supporter. I really disliked Hillary, okay, and the whole Obama thing. So I'm just telling you that if you just open your mind, you know, in terms of women being open to liking Trump, if people, whether they're men or women, open their mind and just do reading, you know, even if you started with a critical eye and you drill down into the facts, and you have certain views, then perhaps you can support Trump. That's what my answer is. Conversely, Kamala Harris is a disaster on so many levels.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
So I mean, a number of things that you said, I agree with. Some of them, it's interesting. We've all had experiences in life. We've been around people. We've probably done it ourselves, where, you know, we'll do and say things or act a certain way just because it serves us or we get a reaction out of it. Okay. I mean, Jim's heard me say on this show such things as, like, I don't think women should vote, you know, and I've said a number of things, just like, you know, we all males have said such things, you know. Overall, I'm just a real decent guy. Anybody who deals with me in any way has got nothing to fear, and so on and so forth, but I have opinions, and we all do, and Trump is exactly the kind of guy people like to hate. Jim knows well I'm not a big Trump supporter. I don't totally believe him. I don't totally trust him, but I know the kind of guy he is. I mean, I've been around those sorts of guys in college and after college. You know, he's an operator. He's an alpha male. He's a little bit callous. And like, okay, the weaker amongst our species, both men and women, the weaker amongst our species resent him. And I get it.
Some of his comments, you know, early on, like in 2016 about women and all, and they brought up how he criticized looks. I actually believe as a person he's learned from that. You know, and it is ridiculous to be commenting on looks, you know, but he won all those debates. Some of the things he has said in his historically Trump are cringeworthy. I couldn't imagine myself saying, but yet think of the blows he's been dealt, the lies. I mean, they did spy on his campaign. It's now come out Hillary was behind the whole Flynn setup, you know, and everything to make it was there. They knew it was just a plan to say he was involved with Russia collusion in order to disparage him, discredit him. So when you think about that, and then he says something about a woman's looks, and some women will go crazy on that. They really will. And it's sad because that is not weighted the value compared to spying on somebody's campaign, and the malice and all the problems and things that have been done against Trump are larger in significance than some of Trump's tweets or comments that, frankly, you know, I wouldn't say or even kind of go there because it's not relevant about looks and all
they're,
that.
They're a little adolescent for a lot of people's taste. But again,
right,
you
but
know,
that's
I think
minor.
We get where right. he's coming from. Yeah.
We have another caller here to join the conversation. Scorpio, join us.
Hello, Dr. Fetzer. Dr. Fetzer, you have the hottest call-in show on Revolution Radio. There's always a line of people waiting to get in on your show, man. So that's really cool.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing about Trump, you know, whether you love him or you hate him or you think he's an actor or he's the real deal, one thing about Trump is he knows how to say the right thing at the wrong time. He's a master troll, and he knows how to take these, you know, far left people into a place of insanity. It's really quite humorous at times. And, you know, just the other day he was doing an interview right before he started back on his, you know, live rally tour. And he told the interviewer, I think it was Fox News. He said, look, I've already had COVID. I'm immune now, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. And I don't have to hide in my basement like some other candidates do. So I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, he's a genius at public relations and the use of television and the media, Scorpio. There's no doubt about it. We've never had a president who was as good. Ronald Reagan was called the great communicator, but Trump is actually much, much better, more agile, versatile. He's really a fascinating guy. And I tell you, I've been driven to the conclusion that he's some kind of political genius. A lot of people would just barf over the idea. But honestly, I think it's the fact of the matter. Your thoughts?
Well, no, there's no question about that. He whether you love him or hate him, he is absolutely a political genius. And the other thing about Trump, he's the first president, at least in my lifetime, and I've been following politics since the 1980s. He's the first president that will just speak the brutal truth without any regard of the consequences. For example, you know, several times he said that the COVID virus is going to go away without the vaccine. So we don't have to worry about it. You know, and those are the kind of things you're just not supposed to say. And that's why the political establishment has been at war with him since day one.
Yes, 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 yes. Paul, further thoughts from you?
Well, I mean, just on this topic, excuse me for a second, I can't really add a lot to what's already been said.
Okay.
I kind of think that the way things are pointing right now, and I'm going to steal this idea I heard from somebody on Stormfront, is I think what they're doing, and so does this guy, and I fleshed it out some more, is I think they're leading us to believe, especially the left, that Biden could win it, that he may win it, that he should win it, that he's ahead. Meanwhile, it's the opposite is the truth, and that when Trump wins, they, the left, are all going to be even more pissed off because they think it's going to get had been stolen because they've been led to believe, you know. So it's just it's to keep the violence going, because if for example Biden and Kamala Harris wins, then what do all the rioters and the looters and all the protesters what do they got to do now? And the right people, the conservative people, the Trump people, they're not going to go out and riot and loot. They're just going to buy more guns and ammo and store food, you know. So what they really want is unrest. And I just think that probably the best formula for this unrest is to continue with this BS about Biden is actually a viable candidate and could win. And all these people are going to be wanting and expecting that. And then when Trump wins in maybe a huge way, oh, my God, they're just going to freak out. So just a thought.
Tell me, just expand upon that one bit, Paul. How is their freaking out then beneficial? Because you say then they're going to support more violence, looting, and all that?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, if you look at the agenda, so we all know we have rulers, okay? And this is a stage play. No matter what you make about the candidates, you know, you got doubles for Hillary Clinton, you got doubles for Joe Biden, you got all these fake polls. I mean, what does this tell you? The whole thing's managed. It's a stage play. So the people that are bankrolling everything, what have they been funding? They've been funding unrest. They've been funding violence. They've been funding destabilization. That's what they do. Okay, they don't fund the right wing. They don't fund militias. You know, they don't fund Trump supporters or the Proud Boys. Okay, they fund Antifa.
Well, I want to go to bring in another caller. Here, Lori, go ahead and respond to that, then I'll bring in Giuseppe, who's standing by.
Well, what's interesting is the other day when Trump did some phone rallies, this was the other day, and I got notification on Facebook, if you like the page, you know, Donald J. Trump, you get a notice that he's doing something. And I just peeked in, and on a phone call, he started out, so his lowest listening on Facebook was 26,000, then it grew to like 40,000, because then you tell your friend, oh, he's doing a rally through phone, whatever. And it grew to like 40,000. All three different locations had the 40 up to the 41,000, even higher. And when Biden does anything from his basement, he got like five or six people listening in. And of course, the reporters won't report his gaffe. But I'm saying, how is it possible that every poll, like The Hill, that online site, is saying how the polls aren't this far apart since 1936. They're trying to create the narrative where Biden is going to win in a landslide. And my fear is that it will be a Trump landslide, but it won't be reported by Facebook, Twitter. They'll block anybody. This is when they're going to pull the hammer down. Then later in court, they may say, oh, we shouldn't have done that. But then that's 5 years in the future. They're going to pull the hammer on major Trump supporters or anybody saying that Trump won. Remember, they all said they won't allow false news about the election to come out. So who is going to be reporting that Trump won if, in fact, he wins? And I think that's a scary thought. That's why I'm just putting that out there.
Okay, we got Giuseppe standing by. Come on in, Giuseppe. Are you there? I can't hear you, my friend.
Sorry, I had my pot down.
Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for having me on. Big fan of CLG News and Lori. I subscribe.
Thanks so much.
My question is, with the insanity of the last 8 months, it seemed like the globalists were kind of moving along at a slow pace. You know, in some ways, you could argue this has been going on, the so-called deep state, for at least a century in this country. And so why is it, in your opinion, that they suddenly went all in, like on one of these late night ESPN poker TV shows, you know, and they're like desperate to pretty much destroy the sovereign republic of the United States and get us to be part of a North American alliance or union? What's your thoughts on why they suddenly went all in?
Lori, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you catch Giuseppe's question?
No, not the last part. I'm sorry.
Okay, Giuseppe, could you rephrase?
Sure. To summarize, for over a century, the so-called deep state, the globalist banksters,
right,
have been going along with a slow, long con, you know, to try and gain true control of this nation. And now, all of a sudden, about 8 months ago, it seems like a late night ESPN poker game, they went all in and are at this breakneck pace to destroy this sovereign republic and create some type of globalist participation in a North American union, much like the European Union. And why did they go all in so insanely? And why haven't they just waited for people like all of us to die off in 20 to 40 years? Because the young people are so hypnotized, they'll willingly do it.
Well, here's a point that I thought of. I actually didn't read this anywhere. This is kind of my own sort of crazy thinking. But, you know, all these rallies and protests to defund the police and reimagining the police, that word, which I hate, is being used everywhere on everything. And if you look at there's an interesting video reveal that Saudi Arabia has this robot, and this is true, that's like 10 feet tall and it stomps around, okay? And I'm wondering if this whole plan to defund the police, to get rid of the police, to make police the enemy, in reimagining, would be to bring in, and I know people are going to laugh, a robotic sort of force, which would get rid of the pensions and the worker, you know, police people need pensions and stuff and benefits. Bring in robots to carry out some of these jobs, and people will be fine with it because, of course, the robots won't be, quote, racist, unquote. So I thought of that myself. I didn't read that anywhere, but I'm wondering why this big push to get rid of police, to defund police. And it would not surprise me if some of these positions are really in service of major quiet corporations, like you're saying, the deep state, that want to just overturn the society because they can just keep their power and get rid of a lot of us in the employment and so forth by replacing our jobs with sort of automation up into including the police. Because if you have four 10-foot robots that can be sent to your house, you know, just imagine that. And I don't think it's that far off. Just a thought.
Wow, just like that sci-fi movie from the 80s, RoboCop. That's it's believable to me.
Well, I think it's not practically feasible for the reason there are too many subtleties and nuances of human behavior that the robot would be incapable of interpreting the situation properly in a wide range of cases, and therefore would respond in inappropriate ways. Now, some of them could be covered up, maybe because there'd be no one surviving to explain what really happened. But I don't think ultimately that robot law enforcement is a feasible program for the future. I can well imagine some of these people sitting in their ivory towers, meaning these really rich bankers and all that, like the idea. I'm just saying, based on my research on AI, cognitive science, and the like, I don't think it could actually succeed.
But not right now, but down the line, because, you know, self-driving cars, we all laugh at that. And by the way, I wonder who would pay the insurance bill if there's an accident where it's borderline of the self-driving car and the person. But anyway, I mean, I'm just saying it's not crazy. Why are they want to, as Trump says, destroy the suburbs because they want taxpayers in the suburbs to pay for low-income housing in every nice suburb. And what will happen if you don't want to pay for it is you won't get federal money for the roads and stuff. So they want to destroy the suburbs. They want to bring crime. They're exploding crime on purpose. Why are they doing this but yet calling for defunding the police? There has to be a reason. That's all I'm just pointing out there.
Well, there has to be a reason. Jim and Lori.
I could give you my theory on that. You know, what I think is going on is obviously you're not going to have a society without some kind of viable police force. So I think the goal is just to simply, we're going to make the current police be completely obsolete, and it's going to have to be replaced by either a nationalized, militarized police force or the guys in blue helmets from the United Nations on the streets of America.
Here's another thought. It doesn't have to be AI. It could be an improvement on the drone technology where United Nations operatives are running these robots. They don't need to be AI.
I think the idea of UN coming into police the United States is totally unacceptable. And if you wanted to precipitate a real civil war, that's all you got to do. Bring in UN troops. Yeah, all hell will break loose. Yeah. All hell. Lauren. Right.
But what hell will break? I'm just wondering, I'm just asking this to the callers and you, Jim. If this election, where it's very obvious it's stolen from Trump, because like I'm saying, every metric, every rally, every phone-in, he gets thousands and thousands of listeners. And it's beyond, I know he's a president, so he'd get a little more, taking that into account. It's obvious Trump has huge support. And I don't know where the support of Biden and Harris really is. Harris was at 1%. She dropped out before the California primary because she would have been embarrassed. She's comes across as scary and unapproachable. I don't like her for, like I say, a lot of reasons. Who is supporting Biden and Harris compared to Trump? And if the social media says, you know, we can't say Trump won, what are people going to do? Are we just going to accept this? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Are we going to accept the results of this?
No. If they try to bullshit and push Harris and Biden in spite of the fact that they have no support, I think it's going to be a very, very bad, very serious situation, Lori. I think we've had enough. We've had enough of the bullshit, enough of the lies, enough of the manipulation, enough of the lockdowns, enough of killing us right and left. I think we're sick of it, and we're not going to put up with it.
I hope so, because I've had it too with everything, with the lockdowns.
Well, I think we're sitting on a powder keg, and if they try bullshit like that, the New York Times endorsing Joe Biden, give me a break. This is such bullshit.
Scientific American endorsed Joe Biden. Sorry.
Yeah, how idiotic is that? Go ahead, Laura.
That is amazing. Here's something, just really quickly, the worst rag in the United States, which is the Hartford Courant. I know people, it's like the oldest continuous published newspaper in the U.S., so it has weight. used to be a great paper, but anyway, they endorsed, just to tell you really quickly, they endorsed Bush over Gore in 2000, and that's when Lieberman was actually had a sky-high approval rating as attorney general. He actually tried to help the people in Connecticut before he became a neocon nut job. But anyway, over Gore, Lieberman, they endorsed Bush. People were just crazy because Bush was an idiot, deep state. Then they stuck with Bush. Then they went on to endorse Lieberman under the Lieberman for Connecticut Party when he wanted to stay in Iraq forever. Then they endorsed, you know, Obama, which, okay, for two times. Now, you know darn well they're going to endorse Biden. I mean, it hasn't happened, but they have 5 out of 5 anti-Trump cartoons often, or 4 out of 5 every Sunday. It's the worst rag, anti-Trump. But I'm just saying these great newspapers at one point that were great, that actually did journalism and made a difference, are just disasters now with the identity politics. It's just a disaster now.
Yeah, I agree. Giuseppe, I think, and Scorpio maybe first.
I'd like to compliment your guest. She's really got a really good perspective on things, and she's asking some interesting questions. Yeah, and you know, about the robotic police force, if you recall, the movie Elysium had an all robot police force, while and basically everybody lived, you know, as essentially slaves on this awful, dirty planet Earth, and while the elite had built a, you know, a secret enclave off planet for them to live in. And they also had robotic judges in this movie too, not just police. So I don't think it's that far away. You know, maybe 10 years they could do something like that.
Giuseppe, squeeze in a comment here before we hit the break.
Oh, I think that Biden, don't forget that he was endorsed by the New England Journal of Medicine. What a corrupt joke that is.
What was the medical journal doing endorsing a candidate for president anyway?
I mean, they want vaccines. They want mandatory vaccines. You remember that recent article that huge penalties if you don't want their
death? Okay. We'll be back with my special guest, Lori Price. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward.
Revolution.
Radio!
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, with my special guest, the editor-in-chief of Citizens for a Legitimate Government, Lori Brice, and the usual gang here. We got Scorpio, Giuseppe, and Paul. Lori, you were finishing a thought here. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what I was saying before, but I just bumped into something here of interest to everybody here. You remember in the last segment, or previous before that, we discussed how Fauci was annoyed that Trump used his comments in a campaign ad. Apparently, here's a headline on FoxNews.com. Trump campaign claims double standard points to Biden use of Fauci comments. So I guess it was okay when Biden used them, and then he said, I'm not a political person. But now, suddenly, when Trump used them, it was no good. So this is the kind of creatures we're up against.
Well, one of the many reasons I refer to him as Tony the Rat. Scorpio, I think you had something you wanted to add.
I just think this is a great conversation. And, the guest brought up George Floyd a little earlier. Of course, right. You know, there's so many holes in that official narrative. It's not even funny. And, of course, I just came across some photographs of this Breonna Taylor with her, with her boyfriend. They both have guns, and there's a big pile of bundled up drugs behind them. So this woman was no living saint. And, we're being deceived at every turn with this mainstream media. It's just incredible.
You're 100% right about that. Paul, your thoughts.
And by the way, Scorpio, or anybody else who's interested, Miles Mathis has got a piece, PDF on his website about Breonna Taylor, and it's probably fake. It's not as definitive or conclusive as some of his other work, in my opinion, but there's a lot of problems with that story, including all the people involved, shall we say, some of the usual suspects.
Let me just say, anyway, I did on the conspiracy guy, I did with Danny Siris a whole thing on Kenosha and Louisville, and we took them both apart rather thoroughly. So you can find that at jimtheconspiracyguy.com if you want more. Go ahead, Paul.
And also quickly, Jim, I was looking for some of the work you were referring to on Joe Biden double, but I couldn't find it. I looked at your site. I didn't go to Jim the Conspiracy Guy. Would it be there?
Oh, it's on Twitter. You can find on Twitter. You can find the basic photograph.
Okay.
At Jim Fetzer on Twitter.
Okay, thanks.
But it's also in any number of news shows I do, Paul. You know, so if you were to check out Need to Know, which I'm doing now with Giuseppe and also with Scorpio, 3 days out of five. You'll get a lot about that too there. So Need to Know is a good source. But then I do these weekly news shows. One's called the Goldfish Report, going on hiatus temporarily, but also Truth Versus News. But Brian, Need to Know is the best source, actually, for this particular story, because it resurfaces again and again.
Yeah, I just wanted to have somewhere to go and look at stuff and kind of chew on it. I've heard you talk. But, yeah, just, I don't know, quickly, the only thing I'll add at the moment about the current topic is, again, I regard it as mostly, you know, theater. It's somewhat interesting. It's hard to escape. Sometimes I think about, you know, can I really just detach from it? Because I remember there was a day where I didn't really follow the news, so-called, and it just didn't seem to be so ever-present. You know, now everybody's aware of everything, even if they don't watch television news, because it really it just permeates the air, kind of, in a way. But, you know, as long
pollutes the air, Paul.
Yeah, sure. As long as the main tenets of our rulers remain in place, I don't see a big difference, but it is fun to talk about it with you guys. But as long as I've mentioned before, you know, the money system and stealing all our wealth, the weather modification, the chemtrails, the unlimited funding of the defense establishment and the deep state, as long as that is untouched, in my opinion, we're just looking at a new character on the soap opera. So that's my two cents.
Can
for
I
now.
Add one point to that about the...
Sure.
Somebody tagged me in a video today on Facebook about a company that I have never heard of. And, you know, I'm on the web. I have legitgov.org. And, of course, for those who are interested, a newsletter. But anyway, I never heard of this group called CERCO, S-E-R-C-O. It's owned by, the British Crown. The Gates Foundation is involved. But they're involved in everything from, this is mind-blowing, the prison, the anklets, the private prison, you know, that you wear when you're ankle monitored, private prisons, weapons, the contact tracing, something with the vaccines. This guy was standing up with a bullhorn and he had like an iPad in front of him reading the list. And I had to pause it because I had to do other stuff. But the list is just mind blowing. The lights, something where the images it's captured, I think even on red light cameras, but this is a transnational corporation that is enormous. And when people take a step back and wonder who's funding, I guess they're in Seattle now, funding and causing all this BS to go through, I mean, this circuit, and like I said, I haven't done my own research. I just listened to this guy. I did do a quick search on the web that it exists. It's some big company, and they like to keep themselves quiet because why is it I've never heard of it? We've heard of the Koch brothers and all that, the Koch industries, but I've never heard of this. But this group could be the biggest ties to the British Crown. This could be one of the biggest disasters.
So just
funding,
quickly,
like evil incarnate, from what their list. So, and they were. Oh, one last thing about them. They were caught with some sex trafficking and prostitution. I think they billed the government, overbilled them for. They provided some hotels for illegal or undocumented immigrants, whatever term you want to use, and they overbilled by the numbers, and they got in trouble for that. But that's minor compared to what they're doing. But look at the span of that they're involved with, the contact tracing, all this stuff. This is a bad company, from my opinion, from
I've
seen.
Just to quickly add to that before you go to other callers. So, yeah, it's part of the picture, but I think there's probably more than a couple, maybe several of these entities that are extremely large and both in cooperation and competition with each other. This kind of thing has been talked about. I've heard about it since the 90s. If you're interested, Laura, you can go to Miles Mathis' site. He's done a lot of great work on BlackRock. A lot of people don't know that much about BlackRock
and how much
they are into and own everything. He's did one paper just exclusively on them, and then he's tied them in with others. So, yes, there's a lot of things going on we just are not aware of. It's a much bigger picture. And okay, thanks.
Scorpio?
Well, you know, touching on BlackRock, one interesting aspect of BlackRock is that it's almost a 100% kosher operation. And, it's really quite incredible the power that they wield with the Federal Reserve and other monetary engagements. It's incredible, actually.
I left out that detail, but yeah.
Giuseppe.
I'd be curious if managing editor Price has come across the Great Barrington Declaration. Are you familiar with that?
Wait a minute. Is that the one recently where all these doctors said that COVID could be easily handled, something that the lockdowns don't work and there's cures out there? Is that the one?
Very good, yes.
Very good, yeah.
Banned everywhere. You know, this is unbelievable that the social media is banning this stuff, and we just accept it. You know, that this has become so blatant and bad, you can't say anything. You know, I got in trouble. I made a critical comment about, McCain's daughter. I said something about her appearance. I should never have done it. It was childish. But anyway, I got suspended for 7 days. But yet I'm told the F-bomb. I'm criticized like you wouldn't believe. And it's fine. It's fine. Nothing happens. And this double standard is persists. They can ban that declaration. And nobody says anything. It just goes on.
You know, it's funny about McCain's daughter. Like, I've learned a lot about video production because I hadn't done it in decades, and now I'm doing the back end stuff for Need to Know the Fetzer Report. And if I were running that show, I would always use the Chiron generator and put under her whenever she's got the picture, lipstick on a pig.
I just made a comment about her weight. I shouldn't have done it. It was stupid. I was wrong. But I got punished for 7 days because I said that she was heavy. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. But you should see what they say about me. And I don't see any punishments handed out. So I shouldn't have done that. I was wrong. We're all human. One time I slipped. But
right,
boy,
right.
I was caught right away, wasn't I?
Yeah. Well,
you know, Lori, I don't know if you're aware with the great Greater Barrington Declaration, they set out, it's an infectious disease epidemiologist and public health scientist. They hope to get 100,000 to sign the declaration, which means no more masks, end the lockdown, create herd immunity.
Right, I got to put that on CLG, but yes, continue. I definitely have to link to that. Thank you for the prompt.
Go ahead.
Get this, they wanted, they're over 560,000. It looks like they're well on the way to getting 1 million, which is fantastic.
I want to be part of that, so I've definitely got to get that up there. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Paul, did you want to add something other than the similarity parties? Dissimilarity for a variation.
I'll just add a little quip that came to my mind when I was listening to Lori's story and Giuseppe and talking about how she made a comment about another woman's weight. What came into my mind was that This just shows you that no matter how educated and intelligent and awake a woman is, she's not far from making fun of another woman's weight or makeup.
Well, in my quote defense, she criticized something about Trump personally. I don't remember at the time. It might have been his weight. So I just turned it around. She said something personal about Trump, which was ridiculous.
I'm just having some fun, that's all.
No, but when she criticized something, that's what prompted me, something personal about Trump, and that was fine and dandy because he's a public figure, and once you're a public figure, you should see the lies that are spread about him with accusing him of taping drugs. Isn't that ableist if somebody has a prescription? I mean, the stuff they say about Trump, and it's all fine. No, I mean, without any proof on what he's taking, what he's not taking, his weight, you know, and he's not morbidly obese, by the way. You know, he has to wear the bulletproof vest underneath him and all that. He is not morbidly obese. They lie about his weight, and that's all fine. I'm just saying, you know.
Okay.
There are shows on television, by the way, where you can observe the morbidly obese, and they do not look like Donald Trump.
That's a technical term, by the way. That means, by the way, more than 20% overweight, and the weight standards go up pretty high anyway. So he is not morbidly obese by any definition. Okay,
yeah.
So they call him that. And then that's why I said something about her, but I shouldn't have done.
By the way, Jim, that was one of the funniest lines. You probably didn't intend it to be funny, but it just made me laugh that you've ever said is there are shows on television where you can observe the morbidly obese, but they don't look anything like Donald Trump.
What shows are you? I'll take that as a token of appreciation. Lori, more.
Sure.
What else is on your mind?
Well, I think I just want to say straight up, if something isn't done or we don't turn to other networks, and when I say the word networks, I mean places to go for social discourse. If nothing is done about these bias by social media companies, and it is so deep. I've, by the way, checked the shadow ban checker after I've replied to somebody, and I immediately became shadow banned. I delete that tweet, and then it's unshadow banned for something called reply deboosting, which is if people see replies. And I've said the most innocuous things. I've looked at what people – you can't use the word vaccine. You have to put the A like the and on the computer, like at Legica, like the at sign. You can't say vaccine. You can't say certain topics or words. This is becoming insane. This is so far beyond
it.
All that should be required of censorship is saying, look, these 10 words, if you use them, you're suspended, and just list like George Carlin with the N-word, the F-word, you know, these different words, the C-word. You use them about a woman or a man or anybody, you make an offensive comment, the N-word is banned. That's it. You can't do it. You can't use a swastika except in historical quotation. And just that's it. That's the only censorship, if you want to do censorship, that should be allowed. You can't, you know, do that certain derogatory, highly derogatory terms. Other than that, why is vaccine censored? Why is the Barrington Declaration censored? This is, if nothing's done, we're done. That's it. We're done.
Giuseppe.
Well, I'm just finishing up and uploading the October 13th episode of the Need to Know the Fetz Report, and then I'll run it live early so we have everything freed up for the three-hour fundraiser for your legal defense fund, Jim. And
oh, that's great.
We're looking forward to it. I know Lori just texted me, and she's in for $1,000, so thank you, Lori.
No, I don't even have your text or $1,000, but I would like to donate to that, though. But I would like to donate to
You like to come on for a few minutes live? We're using StreamYard, where I can send you a link, and for like 2-3 minutes, you can click on the link if you have your camera and mic on, and it'll put you in a virtual green room. And when I see you pop up, I'll bring you in, and we'll, hey, it's Lori Price, managing editor. Would you like to do that tonight? I'll send you the email.
Well, I'm just saying I'm going to donate something, but I'm not saying about I'm not committing to anything online yet. Okay.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
We'll get you. Your legal defense should be people should be donating to you. It's ridiculous. It's insane. The whole thing, the censorship, something has to be done.
So here's what I was going to say. If Lori pledges $2,500 to Jim Fetzer's legal defense fund, I'll match it. So it's a matching pledge now.
$2,500?
I'm not discussing money on the air. But I would like to donate. That's all. I just give my intention to donate because you're
nice.
Legal. You should be covered.
We got you.
You shouldn't even need to be charged with it. This is insanity.
I know.
You know.
It is.
I was just playing off the Giuseppe $1,000 thing.
Scorpio, go ahead. Scorpio.
Yes, I just hope everyone listening will tune into this fundraiser for Dr. Fetzer. This is a really important thing because a real injustice has been done. Dr. Fetzer is being punished for writing a book and giving his viewpoints on what really happened. And we really can't allow things like this to stand. And on a bigger picture, it's also symbolic of something that could happen to any of us if we dare to speak the truth. So I hope everyone can join in and help when they can. And let's help out Dr. Fetzer with his legal bills.
Where can they catch it? Scorpio? Where will it be available?
Well, here, I better take that. It's going to be broadcast live at your website. I believe Jack Mullen's going to repurpose it at jimtheconspiracyguy.com. It's going to be live on Twitter at James Fetzer Twitter. It's going to be on YouTube, multiple pages. Giuseppe Vaffangulo, Need to Know, is one YouTube page and it's also going to be on Scorpio Amai's new incipient network, Rising Tide Media. Rising Tide Lifts All Boats. It's going to be live on that. And it's going to be on Facebook on multiple pages as well. It will be on the Need to Know the Fetzer Report Facebook page, and it will be on the Rising Tide Facebook page, and as well as our Facebook pages for our individual shows, the Wisdom Circle on Revolution Radio, and also on the page of the Perfect Triangle. So we'll, if people just want to check out any one of those, and if, especially if you're use Twitter, please retweet once it's going. It's going to be live for 3 hours. Please retweet, and so we can spread some word. Because if you know, 100,000 people gave $5, Jim's covered. So, you know, it doesn't, we'd all love to have Jim have a Medici rich donor backing him, but you know, that's not realistic. But if we can all help and give $5, $10, $20, it will add up if we get the numbers.
You're absolutely right.
If you retweet to @legitgov, LEGITGOV, that's my Twitter handle. I'll share any links for the fundraiser.
Oh, I absolutely will. I'll do that shortly. Thanks.
Sure.
So I got a good idea for raising money for this fundraiser. So you guys all remember when Geraldo did that show, you know, breaking into Al Capone's vault, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Well, what we'll do is we'll call it digging up Noah Posner's tomb. I'll bring the pick and the shovel. The low production
value. That is
fantastic.
We
don't need a lot today. And we're going to drag the remains into the courtroom, and we're going to prove once and for all, you know, the truth or the falsity of the claims made in the Jim Fetzer case. I like it anyway.
Lori, I have a question, question for you. Have you ever seen Larry Rivera is helped Jim a lot and works with Jim Rather on the new JFK show and the mathematical science of photogravimetrics, where you line up various mathematical points on a picture, and it turns out if you take a 5-year-old picture of Lee Harvey Oswald and then put it over the picture of Lee Harvey Oswald as an adult, it will match exactly. But if you were to take a 5-year-old picture of Lee Harvey Oswald and put it over an adult picture of someone who looks similar, it won't match. There's dissonant points. Wow. But and especially like the classic example that I've seen done is young Marilyn Monroe when she first came out as over adult Marilyn Monroe, perfect. But if you drop Marilyn Monroe over Jane Mansfield, it's dissonant. So Larry Rivera, Jim, did an excellent little anonymous effort. He gave Larry the young Noah Posner picture and the college picture on his Facebook page of Michael Vabner. I have a GIF of that, and we're going to be playing it a lot tonight. The two match exactly. They are it's absolutely the same person. What's his face? Lenny Posner is a liar. His real name is Reuben Vabner. And, you know, it's sad that these satanic Talmudists have the power that they wield.
That is amazing. And you know what? Somebody needs to do that. That sounds like great, that mathematics. We need to do that with the arrested at the Charlottesville rally, the man, you know, the arrested man. We need to do that with Dylann Roof in his Facebook, where it was the bar, the shadows on the bar, then it added the Confederate flag, even though he had a lot of African-American friends. That whole thing is weird. We need to add it with the George Floyd pictures. We need that math being done on a lot of places, because it really would reveal quite a bit, that math, that mathematical analysis would be quite fantastic to use.
Oh, completely agree.
And I'm sure when it's all done that CNN will run a story on it. By the way, that suggestion I just made, Jim will probably relate to legally. It's based on the great common law writ, habeas corpus.
Right? That's right.
You're claiming there's somebody dead here. Let's see the body. What do we got?
This whole thing.
Anyway,
you know, the rigged debates. You know, everything. I've seen, by the way, one thing. I was in TV for a while, and let me just tell you that the pool feed sometimes on Trump, when it's not him covering it, not Fox or something cover it, they make him look terrible. I know just what they're doing on so many different occasions. Technically, you know, they're pulling all kinds of games, anything to help Biden and Harris. And I don't know, this is going to be quite something on Election Day, or I guess we have to wait for ballots to trickle in after so they can rig it. I don't know.
it'll be like the final episode of Days of Our Lives.
I hope nobody puts up with a stolen election. I mean, I don't know. Trump had 63,000 listeners last night to his rally on Facebook alone.
Ultimately, how would we know, Lori? I don't disagree with what you're saying. Most of the stuff you've already said, I completely agree with. But how would we know whether it's stolen or not? I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah. I know that Trump, when he spoke at the rally last night, had 63,000 just on Facebook. That doesn't mention like Yahoo, The Hill, other places that carried the rally, other listeners. And what does Biden get? I mean, nobody's pointing out this chasm of interest between the two candidates.
No. It's obvious.
Yeah, it's like he's lucky if he can get 15 people to show up at one of his rallies. And the way we'll know if Joe Biden cheated is if he won, because there's no way that he could possibly win without cheating when only 15 people show up to his rallies.
That's right. That's right.
But just so you know, not everybody will know that or think that. I completely agree with you, Scorpio, and I know why you say it. Okay, but we're not living in a world where we have that sort of shall we say, perception amongst the vast majority of people.
Well,
that's true, Paul.
A lot of people get played by the media every single day, Paul, so you're 100% correct. And television has turned out to be the greatest instrument of brainwashing ever designed by the hand of man. And I'm really grateful for all you guys and everything you're doing on my behalf, and it's wonderful to have you here on the show. This has been a great exchange. Lori, you've just been a wonderful guest. I want to thank
you so much.
Yeah, you've just been terrific, and I know everyone else here would echo that sentiment. So let's see what we shall see. I do believe the effort will be made to steal the election, but I also have reason to believe Trump's all over it as far as the mail-in ballots, which is obviously the method they have selected for this attempt to thwart the will of the American people, of which there are endless variations. So, Mitchell, I want to thank you for a great job of moderating, as usual, of producing the show, Paul and Giuseppe and Scorpio, but especially Lori. You just were super, super. Tell us again about CLG.
Oh, legitgov.org, and I send a newsletter. And you should see some of the hateful comments, by the way, I've received from people. So if you want to subscribe, I don't know, maybe some people aren't happy with, because I just
you
simply,
can write. You can write, don't worry.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.